Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live? Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
Producer, songwriter, will be talking to us about his career, and also we'll be talking to G. Wright, Blog Talk personality and an inspirational singer. We'll talk about his new release and the next project involving me, ATAZP. And I think I got both guys on the line. What's up, KIP and G. Rizzi?
What's happening, man?
What's up, man? What's up? I know G. Wright is kind of tired from a long day, and I'm trying to hype him up, Kipper. I'm trying to hype this cat up. He's really lagging right now. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, you got to get your energy up because from what I understand, this is like the Great Inquisition.
I know, right? Listen, I've been I've gone up to upstate New York, and I've been back, and then I went up to a funeral. And I just literally flew in early this morning, went straight to teaching, and now I've come home, I've done my own radio show, and I'm like, I'm just worn. But it's all good. It's all good.
Wow, man.
Well, Kipper Jones, this is G. Wright. G. Wright, this is Kipper Jones. Of course, G. Wright was excited when I told him that I was having you on the show. He said, oh, yeah, I remember him.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to meet you, and it's also a pleasure to be remembered. Thank you very much, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Most definitely.
So, KIP, I'm going to start with you. And I was tripping now. I went back online looking, you know, pulled up his name, Googled it.
Right.
And I started tripping. I was like, wait a minute. Now, I didn't know he did this. And then I read some more popped up. I didn't know he was with this, so I'm going to hit all these points here.
Okay.
Brandy, I Want to Be Down. I knew you did that, though. Mm-hmm. But that's one that didn't catch me off guard. I Want to Be Down. You and Keith Crouch wrote that song?
Yes, sir.
Yes, and sir.
Keith Crouch is the gospel great Andre Crouch's nephew.
Okay.
Keith. Dad and Andre were brothers. Keith's dad since passed away, but yeah.
Huh. Uh-huh. Also, you did Kenny Lattimore's?
Dude, actually, Kenny Lattimore's first two albums. I did his very first song, Never Too Busy.
Right.
Never Too Busy. Uh-huh. And then, I think like three or four other songs on that, the first record. And then I did two or three songs on the second record as well from Solo Man.
Man, I mean, and the list goes on, G. Wright. The list just goes on.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, I look back and it's like, dude, were you there for all that? it's amazing, man, how God is really, you know, he just does his thing, and then, you know, I don't take any credit for any of it either, I tell you. You know, it's been all right place, right time, just kind of where God wanted you to be and the whole thing, and it's just been a blessed ride, man, I tell you.
Well, explain your days back in, I guess you was in a group called Tees.
Yes,
back long time when you first started.
Now you're really going back. yeah, because we're talking like, I think we did our first record in 1983, so this would officially be 25 years. We were a bunch of cats, man, who were just doing music in high school and all of that kind of thing. You know, it was a different time in the late 70s, early 80s. Music played a large part in our academic world. I mean, you know, when we were in school, we had like orchestra, stage band, we had a harmony and theory class, you know, I mean, and all that kind of stuff. Those are things that they don't have in public school anymore too much, you know.
And, right.
And I think it kind of takes away from the music these days, too. Fortunately enough, black folks, man, we're so innovative, we will invent new music. If they take everything from us, it won't matter, because we're just that brilliant, we're that innovative, and that's kind of where we are. But when we had music in schools, man, cats were guitar players and keyboard players and horn players and that kind of thing, and you don't see that anymore, you know?
Right.
So,
speaking of guitar players, Wayman Tinsdale.
I did Wayman's very first record. Power Forward was the name of that record. I did a song on that album called Passion.
And to be honest with you, I just got that CD. I mean, I slept it. And G. Wright will tell you, there ain't too much music that get by me because I got a library of music.
That's funny.
It's all the same, man.
Oh man! Did you get the Power Forward CD or did you get?
Oh yes, I did. I got all four of them.
Okay.
I mean, I got four of them. I know he's got like five or six.
Yeah, something like that, man. Wayman be working, man. And I don't know if you guys know, but you know you haven't seen him too much lately. Had a cancer scare, man. And was hospitalized during All-Star Game last year, the NBA All-Star Game weekend last year.
Right.
But from what I understand, though, he's doing much better, and, you know, we're just praying for a speedy recovery. Get that
I think he's got a new CD getting ready to come out, too, right?
Well, they're putting out a greatest hits, a best of Wayman Tisdale. I don't know.
Okay.
He can't be sitting around doing nothing. That dude, I'm sure he probably got a whole CD ready to come.
Because, like I said, I don't know how I slept it. And on the way to Baltimore, when we was driving around in the rental car, I was playing the Power Forward CD. And me and my wife, I was like, I don't know how I missed this. I need to be hit because that thing is bad.
Yes, sir. That's Wayman Tisdale, boy. He's no joke.
And wait, now I'm going to get into two songs, one by G. Wright and one by Mr. Kipper Jones. I'm going to play the Put Love, I'm getting to it as I'm scrolling down. We got to put the music back in love.
Yes.
It's off your new CD, right?
Right. That's, that's just like my whole concept right now, man. I just think that music was we had a whole nother appreciation for music, man, when we used to sing songs about love and
Yes,
all that kind of stuff, man, and it just meant more, you know.
Right.
I mean, these days, it's not even suggestive; it's blatant, you know. I'm not knocking these kids because I like a lot of this stuff, man. I love the innovation, but you know, I'm sorry, man. Where we come from is just a rich foundation, and I just kind of missed that. So I tried to write a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Here it goes. Well, this is Put the Music Back in Love by Kipper Jones. And we're going to have another love song, Receive My Love by G. Wright, on ATAZP Live.
focus for apocalyptic music works. Because sound without focus is just noise.
On an ordinary day, I found myself feeling just a little low. So I tried to find a song that just might bring me up. So I turned on my radio.
My love, receive my love today. mind.
Oh yeah.
Listen and obey.
Yeah.
I want to show you the way to a bright, clear destiny. So come on and kneel.
Rick James at the end.
You know what? I think myself, how do you get that raw, almost finished version?
I'm like, oh no, it ends a little differently now. You know, no, we doing. You know how it is. You know, now we're doing the putting all line all the songs up and getting playlists ready for you know, sent out to you know, be pressed. So. It's going to go out, it's going to go off, and it's going to come back in a little bit. It's not going to be like that.
Okay. Because, hey, I received his love, and then I received his love again. I was jamming that thing, man. That thing, you was jamming that thing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, speaking of which, when is your CD release party going to start? When
you know what?
Do you got a specific date yet?
You know, I had a specific date, but you know, one of my friends who was one of the promoters for it, also he passed away. That's the one who passed away.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, Lord, I said, you know, take me away, Lord. What do you want me to do now? But I mean, he was helping another friend of mine through it. So now my other buddy and I, we're just going back to the table, and. It was originally supposed to be this month, but it looks like it's gonna be next month.
Okay, cool.
As far as release date, as far as the CD will be out within the next few weeks, but as far as actual party, the CD release party, that's gonna probably be more like the end of March, first week in April.
All right then, Mr. KIP, I like using initials too, so. Obviously. this cat worked with Johnny Mathis, the Winans,
wow,
Anita Baker, Vanessa Williams, Teddy Pendergrass, Eric Clapton, Charlie Wilson, just to name a few, because I really couldn't write them all down. I didn't have that much paper. But explain when you worked with Vanessa Williams. It sold over what, five mil?
Excuse me. Well, I did her very first record and second record.
Yeah, right, and I got them both.
Well, thank you. The Right Stuff and the Comfort Zone. Actually, I think we did like double platinum with the Right Stuff, and probably the same with the Comfort Zone. But that's been just a great relationship just to have, man. She's wonderful people on top of the stuff you get to see, because she's absolutely beautiful. She's that all the time, but she's a great person and always very loyal. I'm actually working on some stuff for her new project as we
start. Wow, cool. Because that was my next question. When is she coming out, man? Because I'm like,
we're knocking out both zones, right?
Yeah, she has a new deal now at a label called Concord, which is mostly known for like their jazz and, you know, smooth jazz kind of stuff. But right now, she's over there and she's kind of doing, you know, kind of reinventing herself, as it were. But, you know, she has the Ugly Betty thing working, and she's, you know,
right.
She's a TV star now. She's done everything, man, from movies to records to now TV. I mean, I don't think there's anything she can't do, you know.
Now, this is the one thing that surprised me while I was reading. Mm-hmm. You did an interview with Jawar?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Man, I met that cat at the music conference, the Atlantis Music Conference last year.
Uh-huh.
Because he's a motivational speaker as well. And
right.
He had a seminar in there. And there was a question about something that you can do on online, which is a Second Life. And I was the only one in the whole seminar that knew about it, so I got the mic. And I told people how you can market yourself on there, especially doing music, because I've done it,
mm-hmm.
and had people from other countries go to my website and buy my music, because you can talk to anybody, like from in Russia to Italy to
mm-hmm.
China. Everybody's in this virtual world.
Yeah.
And once I did that, Jawar was like, I got to get with you. And I suggest everybody in here get with him. And by that time, after it was over with, I had like 30, 40 CDs from folks, because
mm-hmm.
they were walking up on me with, you know, trying to get that information. But, yeah, when I read that, I said, man, I met that cat. And, you know, he's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I met him at the Soul Music Summit Conference last summer. And, I mean, just an awesome young man. I mean, he's got those books, those they're like talent directories for specific areas. He's got one for Atlanta, one for LA.
Right.
And, I mean, I just think that's so functional. I mean, that's kind of stuff that we really have to do to share the information and all of that. And I think it's just wonderful, man. Yeah, I enjoyed meeting with him. Yeah.
You also did a song with a Slave, too?
No.
Man, who did you work with?
How old are you?
Who this cat did one with, man? Hey, G Wright. I almost ready did one with TAZ too.
No, I read that one. He did do something with TAZ, didn't he?
I don't know, dog. He did with everybody.
I tell you, man, I didn't work with Slave, but I did work with you remember a group called Lakeside, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember them.
Okay, well, the guitar player from Lakeside, Stephen Shockley, was actually
right.
the guy who produced the one hit record that Tease did have. We had a record called Firestarter in 1986, and Steve Shockley did produce that record. But no, man, I didn't work with Slave.
You know they got your name down with that song Thank You on the Touch of Love CD.
No, it ain't me.
Yeah, they got Kipper Jones on there. Big time. I went there and looked just a minute ago.
maybe I did, man. Like I said, I look back and go, was that it? Did I do? I don't know.
Think about it now. You got to go in your memory bank. There was a song called, I wrote it down just to, so you, in case you did forget, because I didn't know that, because I got that album and I was like, I didn't read it that thorough, obviously, and back then, I guess if you did work with Slave, you were just starting, right?
Yeah, I would have had to have been.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. And it had your name on there with as the credits, highlighted in blue with everybody else.
Maybe I did. Maybe I shouldn't say I didn't.
because it said Slave, and the song was called Thank You.
Hmm.
On the Touch of Love CD, Touch of Love album, with a dude holding a baby. They always, yeah, back then it was albums.
No, that couldn't have been me, man. That Just a Touch of Love. I was still in high school.
Okay, now. I'm trying to think, was I in high school? I was just graduating, though.
Yeah, I was still in high school then. I mean, I was pretty young when we started, but I was like 19 and 20. I think that was like 10th grade or 11th grade.
Okay.
But Just a Touch of Love, that was what, 78?
No, Just a Touch of Love came out a little later than that. Because I graduated in 78.
Okay, so you're a year before me.
So Touch of Love came out a little later than that because it was like 80. You know, like about a year or two, I would say.
It might have been 80, yeah.
But they do got your name down.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, I went through the list. I was tripping. I was like, wait a minute. But then again, I was like, that's probably because you first started, you know.
I didn't get a check for that.
You hear him, G, right?
Yeah.
You get a check for that one, huh?
Oh, go ahead.
You also did something on a Five Heartbeats soundtrack?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, that I did do.
That he got money for.
Yeah, that I got paid for. There's a song in the movie, I don't know if you remember, when Eddie Kane gets kicked out of the group and they get the new lead singer, Flash.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we remember that.
It's an old Negro classic, right? But there's a song they sing. Every time I try to leave, I always come back in the middle again.
Yeah,
that's the song when Flash comes. That's why I wrote that song. And,
okay, cool.
Yeah, man,
then,
that's cool.
You just come on everybody, man. But I already knew. I knew that when I was, you know. When I did Google you, I knew it was going to be a lot of writing. So I said, well, let me just go and read this so it'd be fresh in my mind. But it was so many people, I had to write the notes down. What we're going to do right now, we're going to play a song by Kipper Jones and also G. Wright again. It's Hey You by Kipper Jones and Just Pray by G. Wright on ATAZP recorded, not recorded live, that's the other show. This is just plain live.
Yeah. Thank you. People are hurting, people are searching, without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray, and Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees, we say a prayer, it changes things.
Just pray.
For our nation,
just pray.
For salvation,
just pray.
For deliverance,
just pray.
Just pray. For our sister,
just pray.
For our brother,
just pray.
We need to pray, just pray.
Please pray,
please pray.
Please pray for you and me.
Children are hopeless. Children are crying,
oh yeah.
Don't know where to turn, but there is hope. It is in you, yeah. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me, it starts with you, yeah. For our nation,
just pray.
For salvation,
just pray.
For deliverance,
just pray.
Oh yeah, just pray. For our sister,
just pray.
Oh, for our brother,
just pray.
We need to pray, just pray.
Please pray,
please pray,
please
pray
for you.
Oh,
people, we really, really, really need to know. Nothing can keep us from a come and go.
Show love to every woman, man, and child.
That's right. It's right.
Oh.
Let's just
search our hearts and souls right now.
Do you
really have a peace of mind? It doesn't take much to show we can. Open your mouth and say a prayer for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray.
For deliverance,
just pray.
Oh yeah, just pray. For our sisters,
just pray.
We've got to pray for our brothers,
just pray.
We need to pray, just pray.
Pray.
For our needs,
pray for you and me.
Oh, for our nation, for salvation,
just pray.
For deliverance.
Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com.
And you are listening to ATAZT recorded live. I'm coming at you strong. I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut. ATAZT recorded live. Chilling in the cut.
That's the other show on the website, atazp.com. We chilling here in the cut with Kipper Jones and G Rizite. That's what I call them. hey, G Wright, you need to tell KIP about the house party, man. When we had all that food, people are performing.
I'm saying the place was packed. I mean, we had a great time. You know, I've been looking forward to that for like a year, like 10 months. Cool. When we finally did meet up, TZ and I finally did meet up. It was like right after that house party. So he was like, "You're gonna love this." And I tell you, we had a great time. There was so much food there. It was crazy.
This is not a great time to be talking about a whole lot of food right now because I am, like, really hungry.
let me tell you. He made some of his famous baked beans. Well, no, chili. His famous chili.
Oh.
There were ribs all over the place. There were so many ribs. There was even a whole pan full of ribs that they had forgotten. And, you know, let me tell you this. I'm like his little brother. I'm like he and his wife's little brother. So, you know, she hooked me up.
Yeah.
Because I had enough ribs to last me for a week.
So I invited KIP to the next one. I'm going to keep them abreast. Because I have people come in from Virginia, my people that I do music with in Virginia come down and sing, and we all perform. And, of course, we'll be recording it live on Blog Talk that night, so everything will be all good. Another house party with a lot of different people. I plan on having Sparky D come through, too. G. Wright had met her at a youth conference she had, and I met her at a youth conference she had about a month ago. So we plan on having some, you know, a couple people drop through and just, you know, fellowship and have a good time like we always do every year. It's only once a year because I ain't trying to have too many people over the heads, you know what I'm saying?
Well, please don't leave me out of this one, man. Put me on the list.
Oh, yeah. You definitely on the list. My wife already knows, so it's all good. It's all good.
Hey, Jim, I wanted to say, too, man, I'm enjoying listening to your stuff. I know I've had you on my friends list on MySpace for some time, but I never really sat and listened to your stuff, man, and I'm really, really enjoying it. And thank you for, you know, sharing that. It's all good, man.
I'll be honest with you. I forgot. I did send out some clips of some of the stuff that I did do. I forgot, man. I got a lot of friends that I really just forget that I just sent it all out. And sad to say, I'm gonna stop doing music after these last two CDs I'm gonna do with Ron L. and this gospel CD that I'm doing. I'm going to stop until the end of the year and just concentrate
Wait a second. You're not going to forget about our CD that we're working on, are you?
Oh, no. I mean, everything that's in the pen
is
in the pen.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm just going to stop making beats as much and concentrate on this, getting this book published, you know, the black soap opera that I already wrote that's 1,000 pages. I'm just going to go on and I'm rewriting it now. And, you know, Mark Lacey, the poet, extraordinaire spoken word artist that goes around the country with book signing, his publishing company, may get the book because my wife is friends with the publishers and everything out of his company. So I'm trying to get this thing done by the end of the year, and that was my goal for the beginning of the year, to get done with this book. And I'm also writing a play to the presidential CD, the first presidential CD that I did in 2005, before Barack, before any talk about a black man being president. I was already president, so I'm going to write a play to the CD, so I'm going to stop for a minute. But I got so many songs on my belt, and plus I got that overseas deal with Zoo Music. They hit me up, and we're going to sell some music over there. So hopefully everything works out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I get to be like Mr. K.I.P. and work with everybody that I, you know.
Man, please.
Hey, Mr. Kemp, I got to tell you, man. I got to tell you, he was like, G, you don't want to miss this one. I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to be there. Once I found out, and I just want to say thank you. And of course, TZ, thank you for giving me the opportunity. And thank you. I'm glad that you liked the song. And the craziest thing about it is that I'm saying to myself, how did TAZ get his hands on those songs?
like, you forgot, oh, didn't you?
I forgot because they're the master. They're mastered, but what happens is that it hasn't been, some of those songs were mixed.
Right, I know. I
have the master, so I'm gonna have to give you the real thing, so you can have the real thing.
Yeah, you need to give me the real thing. But you forgot you gave me that CD when you first came over. And Kipper, he came over and was listening to some beats. And I've got over 500, 600 beats. And I just ran through some of them off the computer. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, picking ones he liked. So the first beat he heard, he go, I like that. The second beat, I like that. The third beat, it was like a hip-hop beat. I said, man, you can't use this. You know, you singing gospel. He said, I like that beat, though. I said, but, man, you can't use this. You know what I'm saying? So every beat he heard, like the first 14, he picked 12 of them. And he was like, wait a minute, T.A.Z. You're killing me, man. I got to stop. I got to stop.
Let me tell you, I was in overload, Kemp. Kemp, I've said it before because I'm – you know, you've complimented me before I could actually compliment you. I love your music. I love what you're doing.
Oh, man, bless your heart. I tell you, man, you like you said, you played him a hip-hop beat, and you were like, nah, but you don't want to do that because you do gospel. Man, I tell you, gospel music is just the most open and abundantly open for a genre that probably is, especially for me. I mean, you know, I grew up in church. I was raised in church, and, you know, we grew up with the old style, you know, the old James Cleveland, Caesar stuff. I mean, you know, and that has its place. But these days, man, with artists like Kirk and Fred and those cats and Ty Tribbett, and there's a gospel rap artist called The Truth. I don't know if you're hitting him or not. Man, he's awesome. He is my favorite rapper right now. But people just don't know. And it's not because his stuff is whack or weak or any of that. It far exceeds what these other kids are doing. But it's just, you know, we've got to kind of stand behind each other and kind of push each other out there too, so everybody gets a chance to hear that stuff. You know, I just think it gospel music is all encompassing. You can do everything in gospel.
Yeah, you can. Country, gospel, anything.
Sure, man. Gospel, jazz is, I mean, just everything, man. So, I mean, you know, if I can say anything, man, my prayer for you is that you never get limited and that you continue to just abound however you see fit to do it, you know.
Yeah. So. And speaking of which, there's a guy named David Taylor, who I told you about, G-Wright. He'll be on the show next week. He's a gospel artist, and that cat is bad. He's got a couple of cats from Bad Boy that start working at Bad Boy to work with him. And I bought his CD, and it's phenomenal. And I'm looking forward to having him on next week. He'll be in here next week doing his thing. Back to KIP, because I want him to talk about his new CD, Keep It Pushing.
Yeah, it's what happened was, man, is I've been for the last, say, 6-7 years just writing a bunch of stuff for other people and not really even focusing on myself as an artist at all.
But I ended up with all of these songs that I had, like, written for other people. And, you know, either they turned them down or, you know, the deals changed. And, you know, this whole tide of the music industry right now is just shifting, obviously. And so I ended up with, like, a bunch of songs, and I'm going, well, I think they're great, and I don't want to just sit on them and not do anything with them. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to put these out on me. And just kind of see what happens, you know, see what kind of feedback I get. And so far, man, the response has been overwhelming.
Well, you're a bad boy, man, for real, because my nephew, who's 20, 23, 24, I sent him to your MySpace page. He never heard of you, but he heard me talk about you. And I told him about, you know, the different people that you produce and have not. And he went there, and he came back and called me. He said, "That's a bad boy right there." I was like, "Yeah, I'm trying to excuse my Ebonics. I'm trying to learn them up in the right way."
That's right. That's right. I ain't mad at you, and I appreciate that.
So when you guys both write lyrics, so the normal question for me, and I write lyrics too, so how do you go about it? I mean, is there a procedure? I know there are some artists, I got to have that glass of wine, and I could write all night long, or, you know, I got to hit this thing, or I could write all night long, or, you know, I got to be asleep, and I'll wake up. You know, how do you guys go about writing your lyrics?
I'll say, you know, nothing happens one way exclusively, but what I like to do is, if I have the opportunity to sit with the artist, if I'm writing for someone else, If I can kind of like just sit with you and maybe have a conversation and just kind of figure out where you kind of just how you speak and you know, what are you going through right now, and just kind of pick your brain for 5 or 10 minutes or so, that generally tends to kind of give me at least a starting point.
Right.
Like when we did the Brandy project, I mean, you know, I'm a grown man, and I got to write for this 14, 15-year-old girl. So that was, like, real interesting. It's like, okay, subject matter-wise, what does she know? You know, mean, you know. And you start to think about little girlfriend, boyfriend, loyalty stuff. You know, I want to be down, I want to be down with you. You know, just little simple stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and with Vanessa, I mean, she was an older girl. Well, you know, she was an adult. She was just starting to have her kids and that kind of thing around that time. So it's like, you know, you kind of want to sit and pick her brain. And, you know, and I remember her telling me, you know, well, I'm just kind of in my comfort zone right now. And, you know, and that's kind of where I am. I'm like, comfort zone. Hold on, I'll be back. You know, so, I mean, you know, that's kind of how it works for me. But I do get those 3, 4 o'clock in the morning joints that you just have to, you know, God kind of says, get up. And get a pen. You know, I got something for you, but you got to get up, you know.
Yeah, thank God mine all come in the daytime. G. Wright.
Yeah.
How do you do it, man?
You know, sometimes the songs just, that's like for me, you know, I've been writing for, I guess, writing for myself, but I also have the desire, you know, Kemp, to write, you know, write for other people too.
And so, you're going to have to write for me in a couple of weeks, matter of fact.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
I love to write. So sometimes God, like you said, sometimes, you know, songs come. Sometimes I can hear the music in my head, and I go to piano and I start playing it, and then just get it. And then as far as writing for other people, I've been writing for, I guess, say independent artists. You know, I haven't worked with anyone a national artist yet, but for the independent artists, you know, I might sit down and talk with them, like you're saying, like you do, Kemp. And just see where they're coming from, where they are in their life, and what kind of song are they looking for. Is there a song that, do I have a song like that already fits them,
mm-hmm.
you know, or whatever comes to mind. And then normally I'll just sit down and write it.
Cool. Because it's once you know the artist that you're writing for, once you know them, like the backside of your hand, you can almost just feel what they're going to.
You don't even have to, you know, then you don't have to have that conversation anymore. It's like, okay, well, I'll get it back to you.
Yeah, because I know what you like, because I've been writing for this lady named Miss V forever.
since I want to say what 94, and I know her like boom. We've done 4 CDs already, so it's just easy to write for a lot of people once you get to know them and go through that interview process.
And then,
you know what I'm
and
saying?
As a lyricist, you know, we get tracks from track guys, or what you guys call them, beat guys or whatever. But and then ended up having to write to that. It's difficult sometimes because I don't know. Music speaks words to me. I mean, I don't even have to hear. You know, it just kind of. Sometimes the song just writes itself. You know,
right.
It's like, wow, okay, here's the idea, and I'll just go with it. So, I mean, you know, that's the other thing too. Is you really kind of want to, you know, get with the composers who really kind of have a sense for what you do as well. You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I do it. I do both of them, so I'm glad.
Yeah.
And I can write to anybody else's stuff just as well, because if I hear something, I go, boom, I can write that too. Because a lot of the stuff that you did send me, KIP, I was like, man, I could write to that. But everything you have done, now I'm just, you know, it's very unlikely that an artist that I listen to, everybody, you know, they always have that one to two, three songs that I'm like totally not feeling. But everything you've done, I felt. I've been sitting there going, man, I feel that. I feel that. I'm feeling that. That's funky. And we're like almost in that same funky groove. You know what I'm saying? I guess because we're close in age and we grew up listening probably to the similar
groups. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, I'm feeling everything that you do. I'm like, man, I could write to that too.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
So we got 6 minutes. Of course, I'm the timekeeper.
Yes, sir.
You know what you write. We got 6 minutes. Any last words from you guys? I know you want to get your information out about your websites and where people can hit you up at and listen to your music.
Yes, sir. Let's see. First of all, I guess you can find me at myspace.com/younglegendsrecordings. That's, spell it out. YOUNGLEGENDSRECORDINGS. You can also go to cdbaby.com/Kipper Jones, and you'll see the KIP project there. And also, man, if anybody within the sound of my voice is in Atlanta tomorrow night, February 22nd, we're actually hitting live over at Cafe 290 in Sandy Springs. So, if you can make it on down, love to have you.
I will be there.
And that's just we're just playing a whole bunch of cover stuff. You're going to really love it, man. We do a whole bunch of average white band Ohio players.
Yeah, and the stuff that we both grew up with, not the stuff I got right here.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, that's kind of what we're doing. We're not really doing any of the original stuff, but just a bunch of real feel-good stuff, man. So come down and hang out with us. We'd love to have you. Love to see you. And before I go, man, I just want to say, G, man, you do your thing, brother. The world needs you.
Thank you.
And I
appreciate it.
And I mean that, man. Whenever God has his hand on somebody, I mean, you know, it's just a blessing to see. And, you know, the anointing makes the difference.
Yes, that's what it is.
The anointing makes the difference. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there just, you know, popping their gums and doing what they're doing. You know, I'm praying for everybody. But when you're really anointed and really chosen to do what it is that God has for you to do, man, it's a beautiful thing to see it happen. And I'm just praying that you just blow up bigger than you even ever imagined.
Thanks. I appreciate that coming from you. And I hope that hopefully one day we can do something together.
Amen. I'm totally with it, dude. Holla at your boy.
Okay. All right.
I'm totally with it.
G-Wright, get your information out. 3 minutes, G-Wright.
Okay, 3 minutes, okay. Well, you know, you can check out my official website at gwrightonline.com, and there you can hear the snippets of the master snippets for the podcast. The master snippets. You can also hear some of the master songs on myspace.com/gwrightsing.
And right now I do have my maxi single that's out, and it's on CD Baby at cdbaby.com/CD/GWrite1. And I just appreciate this opportunity to talk again with none other than T-A-Z.
My man.
And Kemp, capital K-I-M-P.
K-I-P.
We said K-I-P?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my man, I thought you've been saying all night K-I-M-P.
No, K-I-M-P. No, you real tired.
You know,
I'm real tired, baby. What I'm going to do, of course, the 2-minute sounder is on, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to play my favorite song by K.I.P., which is Poor Elaine. I already told him that when I first talked to him.
Wow.
This is my favorite joint, and I'm also going to play a song that me and G. Wright did is G. Wright is Scatting with Rolanda 700. This is ATAZP live. Being that we got 1 minute, you'll be able to hear these songs on the backside when it comes back up. Y'all take care, and I want to thank Kipper Jones and G. Wright for coming on the show.
Man, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you, too. And I apologize for that K.I.P.
Oh, no, it's all good. It's all good. I've been called worse.
And I'll hit you up on MySpace, so don't act like you don't know who I am.
Oh, it's all good, man. I got you right here.
All right, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, here you go.
Young girl like that, jumping off a pier. Not very bright, was she?
I got another one.
Yes?
How bright were you?
Low.
Taz G. Wright and Rolanda 700, music by T.A.Z., myself. Thank you, Mr. K.I.P., for coming to the show and doing, you know, putting your knowledge down and gracing us with all the good music, man.
Hey, man, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and like I said, I forgot. This is after the show, y'all, after the show, like we always do. We still recording, so you could go back on here on Blog Talk and download this whole joint. We still recording. I forgot I had sent you those joints, so I forgot about that. I totally slipped my mind until you reminded me.
That's all good.
Yeah, but like I said, I write all the time, and I do music as well, so I've just been really networking with a lot of people around the country. I got, like, play daughters that do, you know, hip-hop out in L.A., that I'm friends with, and play daughters in New York that rap as well. So there's a lot of friends, especially through this medium of having a web radio show I've been meeting.
Man, it's a blessing to be able to do this, the whole internet thing now, like you said, man. That's what revolutionized the business as it is now. You can market your own stuff and everything just, you know, right here from the house. So it's a wonderful thing, man. I'm glad to see you taking advantage of it so well.
Oh, yeah. Got to. I got so many, like I said, I got so many fires in the pan, so I got to put a couple of these things out. Like I said, I got to drop that book. So I know there a lot of people where I came to that realization a couple of days ago. Man, you're just going to have to stop doing one or the other in order to get done with one. And I said, since, you know, I'm done with so many projects musically, I got a whole lot of those. I can just go on and just finish writing this book, so I'm not going to do as many beats. Now watch, I'll probably end up doing 100 beats between here and now. Trying to stop, you know what I'm saying?
You can't stop, man. It's in you.
This is the first time in 20 years that I'm going to just shut it down. I'm going to try to at least. Because I just got to dedicate myself to rewriting this book. It's already done. I just got to rewrite it. And then musically, again, I'll still be picking and choosing different songs for this play because I know a couple people that I can shop this play to. And if that jumps off, that'll be a good thing, too.
Well, I just want you to know I just put Poor Elaine on my MySpace page.
Yeah, you needed to. That's a joint, man. That is my joint. I'm trying to tell you, that's my joint. I know the words. I know everything. So I know the whole song.
It's all good, yeah, man. I just put, just as you were playing it, I uploaded it on there.
Yeah, you need to put that on there because that's, man, that's a joint. You ought to just redo it with the, you know, with the same lyrics, just a different beat and redo it. You really do. I'm just being honest with you. You really do.
I appreciate that.
If you think of it somewhere you can, even if I find one of my beats and I think you might can put it down to it, I'm going to ship it to you and say, can you work with this? I'm going to send you the beat, MP3, and ask you, can you work with this, man? Because I that is my joint. Everybody knows me knows that's my song. I told you that song by General Kane. I know what it is, but I forgot. I know that real tight. And also, Fire and Desire, Rick James, you know, Tina Marie, and of course, Always and Forever, Heatwave. And it's like y'all in the top five, man. Top five, four.
Oh, that's all good. Well, that's good company.
yeah, because them are the cuts I must have. When I make a slow, you know, I made a couple of slow CDs, and those are the joints that's on there as well. And I was looking for that song today, and I was like to myself going, man, I ain't going through these cassette tapes. That'll take it's an all-day effort to go through these cassette tapes that I got. So I know I had it on CD, and I was listening to these CDs that I made. And don't you know it took me an hour to find it? Because I had 15 CDs that I knew it had to be on. And the very last CD, last track on the CD was just, I almost started cussing. Because I said, well, I guess I ain't going to find it, you know. So I let the 14th track playing on because it was something by Snoop Dogg, when Snoop Dogg sung on this one song.
Oh,
I don't know if you're familiar with the song that Snoop actually sung all the way through. No rapping, he sung.
No, but I can imagine because the boy can sing a little bit.
Yeah, he put it down, man. So I listened to that song because I hadn't heard it in a minute. I'm sitting there going, man, I remember that jam. And it was like track 14. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the very last CD. And I put 15 tracks on each CD. I must have just, you know, lost my mind. I thought I had it on CD. I guess I'm not going to be able to play it on the show. Track 15 played, and it started. I looked at the CD, and I started to cuss. I said, nah, just go. I stopped. I was like, I'll be sure. And then I just... and I just pulled it out. I just went on and recorded it. I said, man, it would come on the last CD. And that's how it always is, so I knew not to go through the cassettes because it would have been the last crate and the last few cassettes that I would have seen it.
That's funny.
Yeah, real. But it's, like I said, it's been cool talking to you, man. And I'll stay in contact with you from time to time, hit you up on the emails and whatnot. Definitely let you know about this house party that's going on. And my wife, She's got a lot of single friends she be bringing through here, so a lot of cats be coming through for that too.
Well,
I be wanting to get with your wife's friends. They got money and jobs, and my wife's a lawyer, so you know she hanging with some folks. So
that's all good. Well, listen, man, don't you dare do that again without letting me know.
Oh no, it'll be in October. It's in conjunction with the Columbus Day holiday. I think it's the 13th this year, and it's the second weekend in October, and that's when we put it down on that Columbus Day weekend, and my friends will be coming down through on Wednesday, and I sent out a menu by email letting them know, you know, because they don't eat nowhere else. We're going to the house. We're going to Tim's house and eat, so they come over here and eat every day. Every day I have something prepared. I have a little menu what I'm cooking that day, and that's what we're going to eat that day. And then we'll set it out on that Saturday and record the show, matter of fact, like we plan on doing. G. Wright going to take 2 hours. I'm going to take 2 hours. I'm going to use 2 hours of my show to put the house party on, and then the last 2 hours we're doing on G. Wright's too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So everything is all good. But like I said, I'll keep you abreast of that, man. And it's been a pleasure knowing you just like somebody I knew long time ago, you know what I'm saying? Just never met.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I certainly appreciate you seeking me out, man.
And I will be there at the joint tomorrow.
Good.
I work around the corner. I deliver mail in Dunwoody.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you know where.
Yeah. All right then, Kat, I'll talk to you, man.
Listen, man, God bless. You all take care.
And I'll see you tomorrow. Be a big joker in a black suit, you'll see me.
There'll be a whole bunch of them in there, but okay, make sure you come.
All right then, Kat.
All right, man. Peace.
Peace.